Okay, so this is a diffusion exercise. So the first thing I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head. And so just taking a few moments as I describe the exercise to just simply focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow. In through the nose if that's comfortable for you, and out through the mouth. Breathing nice and deep and slow in, following that air all the way in, letting the ribs expand, and then breathing out and letting go, following that breath all the way out. So as you focus on your breath, just to help ground yourself into this moment, to let the last moment go, let the future moment go, to just come into this moment. Good. So continue to focus on your breath while I take a moment to just explain the diffusion exercise. So diffusion simply means separating. This exercise is a four-step simple technique to help you learn how to separate from distressing thoughts, distressing feelings, distressing urges, urge to do or say something or not do or say something. So this exercise is to help you learn to separate from thoughts that are distressing, feelings that are distressing, and urges. By practicing this exercise regularly, a few times a week, you'll learn how to not be engulfed by what were in the past strong, familiar, distressing feelings, distressing thoughts. You'll learn how to distance yourself, notice, challenge. You'll learn how to notice these distressing thoughts, feelings, urges in a way that you hold them lightly, noticing them without believing them, without acting on them, without worrying about them. So when we've endured distressing feelings, thoughts, been overwhelmed by them, when our life has been ruled by them, we learn to get hooked on them. We take them for granted. We don't question. We don't analyze. We think feelings that we're having and sensations in our body are threatening. And we believe thoughts are real and valid. This exercise helps us in a different way to learn how to observe distressing thoughts and feelings, distressing sensations in our body. Learn how to observe the urge to do or say or not say or do certain things in a way that just holds it lightly and observe it. In that way, you'll gain greater cognitive, emotional mastery over what you feel, over what you think, over what you do, and what you respond to. So taking a moment to again just focus more on your breath, to become more centered into this moment. Noticing the gentle rise and fall of your breath. No need to control your breath in any way. Simply let your breath breathe itself. Feeling your eyes closed. Feeling the exhale slowly letting go of tension and tightness in your body. Inviting awareness to fill your whole experience. Noticing your body, the sensations, the movement of the breath. Imagining the oxygen coming in, the carbon dioxide going out. noticing your fingertips, your forearms, your upper arms, noticing your feet, your legs, noticing your abdomen, your shoulders, noticing your jaw, your face, your forehead, and your head. Just noticing inside the tummy, digesting lunch or breakfast, or your most recent dinner. Just notice the heart just beating all on its own, doing what it knows best. Just notice inwards the ebb and the flow of the body. And as I'm quiet, just take a moment to notice your breath, the ebb and flow of your body. Notice all the sensations you can, tingling, numbness, tightness, heaviness, in whatever part of the body you notice. Just noticing as much as you can of your internal world. Good. Now shifting your awareness outwards. Notice the symphony of sounds around, just outside of you, in the room, in the hall, then outside the building. Noticing the symphony of sounds weaving in and out of your awareness without getting stuck or hyper-focused on any one particular sound. Without questioning or analyzing, just noticing the symphony of sound. Noticing the moment-to-moment change. Notice the aliveness all around you. The background that is your presence. Now noticing the internal world and the external world all at once as best you can. Expanding your awareness in and out. And you may find from time to time that your mind will wander off, and that is just what the mind does. The mind never stops, and that's the default network in our brain. Our mind is always thinking, analyzing, wondering, questioning, processing, making sense of. That's what the mind does. It never stops. So when your mind wanders, and it may, as soon as you notice, just gently bring it back to your breath, the movement in your body, and the symphony of sound around. Every time your mind wanders, as soon as you notice, just gently, compassionately, kindly coax it back to your breath, the moment-to-moment observing, and anchoring your attention to your breath. We can't stop our mind from wandering, but when we notice and bring it back, that's growth, that's change. So now what we're going to do is shift your attention to a situation that was or is or may be distressing, even if it's only briefly distressing or feels mildly distressing now. Bring your attention to a situation that's bothersome for you, be it in the past, the current, or the future. It could be a troubling thought, a troubling worry, an intense sensation in your body, a distressing feeling. Could be something someone else said or didn't say or did or didn't do. Just gently but firmly direct your attention to the discomfort, no matter how bad it seems, as it'll be gone in a few moments. But notice the strong feelings arise in your body. Notice the barrage of worrying thoughts, critical thoughts, negative thoughts, anxious thoughts. Allow them to be there as they are without trying to actively change them. Simply hold them in your awareness as if they're words going across your mind's eye. You're noticing the words without attaching to them. Notice the discomfort in your body without hyper-focusing, but just noticing as if you're reporting to somebody, describing to somebody. Open up and make as much space as possible for the distressing thoughts, beliefs, distressing sensations, distressing emotions, urges. Make as much space as possible. If you notice yourself tensing up and resisting doing this, notice that as well. Notice the resistance to noticing. Notice the resistance to acknowledging the feeling in your body. Notice resistance to acknowledging the thoughts in your head, the criticism, the negative thoughts, the anxious thoughts, the critical thoughts. Notice if there's resistance to noticing the urges. Hold them lightly. Observe them. The urge to call somebody. The urge to do something. The urge to fix something. The urge to seek certainty. Notice the urge without judgment, with understanding and with compassion. Just notice and observe. Make room for the discomfort, tension, anxiety, perhaps shame, self-loathing, criticism. Make room for it. And as I'm quiet, just take time to make room for it, regardless whether it feels like it takes up your entire being, the entire room, the entire building. And let the feelings, thoughts grow more intense. Amplify the worry, the frustration, the anger, the shame, the criticism. Amplify the distress or feelings of anxiety in your chest or your tummy. Amplify the urge to do or not do something. It's perfectly okay to let those feelings, thoughts, urges to come up, as they'll be gone in a few moments. Remembering our thoughts can't hurt us, our feelings can't hurt us. Whatever we're experiencing in our body can't hurt us. They're simply sensations, they're simply feelings, they're simply thoughts. So the first step in this exercise is to stop. Whenever you feel distressed, the first thing to do is to stop and to observe. Stopping is the single most important thing you can do. We often don't stop. Instead, we focus on it. We react to it. We start breathing differently, or we try to ignore it, suppress it, make it go away, minimize it, or we magnify it, obsess on it, ruminate on it. But what we don't often do, which works, is the counterintuitive thing of simply stopping. Whenever we're distressed, the most important thing we can do is stop. The reason being is things have become habits. Thoughts have become habitual. Emotional reactions to those thoughts have become habitual. Reacting and doing things have become habitual. The thoughts, the feelings, the sensations in our body, the actions we do have all become habitual over time. So instead, when we stop, we open up a possibility of doing something different, thinking different, feeling different, having different sensations. So the four-step simple technique is known by the word stop. An S in stop stands for stop. Whenever we're distressed, do the thing that makes sense the least. Do the counterintuitive thing instead of believing it, focusing on it, acting on it. We stop. Stop everything. Put everything down. Step aside. We stop. The pause, the stop, is a form of a physical, mental, emotional timeout. It removes you from the immediate external or internal trigger. And as mentioned, there might be a desire to hyperfocus, to obsess, to ruminate. But the point of stopping is to interrupt this habitual activity and instead to dedicate time to truly being present, observing, noticing, without believing, without acting on, without taking it for granted. It's not what we typically do, but it's what works. So in this situation you bring to mind, imagine yourself stopping, not obsessing, not ruminating, just noticing, stopping and noticing. Imagine for your moment, just noticing, not escaping through obsession, not ruminating, not escaping through social media or some other form of numbing, escaping and avoiding. Some turn to food, others alcohol and drugs, some to gambling, pornography. We all have very creative ways of numbing, escaping and avoiding our distressing thoughts and our distressing feelings, urges and beliefs. So this exercise is about stopping and noticing, walking towards the distress without believing. So when you stop, you have the ability to recognize, as if you're recognizing it in another, observing it in another, as if it's not happening to you. So you notice, you observe with an openness, you hold it lightly not pulling it in, not believing it. So you're noticing. Notice too how counterintuitive this feels to simply stop and notice. So T is the second step in stop, and T stands for taking long, slow, deep breaths. But we're not taking these long, slow, deep breaths to calm. Instead, we're breathing nice and deep and slow into 7, out to 11, so we can truly connect with all of the experience in all of its ugliness, no matter if we want it to be that way or not. So we're breathing to connect, to observe, to notice. We're breathing to get into the moment we're experiencing as it is, in all of its ugliness, regardless of how we want to be experiencing it. So breathing nice and deep and slow to connect, to observe, to notice. So stop is the first step. Second step, T, is to breathe nice and deep and slow. Take nice, deep, slow breaths into 7, out to 11. So S stands for stop. T stands for taking deep breaths. And O stands for observe. Observe what is happening. Stop. Take deep breaths, observe. And in this moment, when you think of this event, I'd like you to observe the tendency to ruminate, to dwell, to obsess. But observe with a kindness and compassion, as if it were somebody else, a good friend, your sister, your mom, your husband, your son. Observe the desire, tendency, to ruminate, to dwell, to hyperfocus, but observe with kindness and compassion, gentleness, acceptance. And to that observation, know that the tendency to ruminate is simply an old habit. And you can break habits once you bring awareness to it. And that's what this exercise is to do, is to stop, take deep breaths, observe what's happening in the moment, whether you like it or not, without attaching to it, just noticing. So observe the tendency to dwell, to ruminate, to obsess. Observe the thoughts and their desire to run a million miles a moment, to the what ifs, or the questioning, or the doubting. Usually, a lot of our anxiety starts with doubt, questions, what if. Notice those what ifs. Without believing, without attaching to, as if they're just words on a whiteboard. Words going across the sky, words spoken by another. Observe the desire, the tendency, the habit to obsess, ruminate, dwell. Observe how it might preoccupy your thoughts. Observe how it makes you feel, how much space it takes up. Observe sometimes how even when we think we put the thought out of mind, how it's still lurking in the background. See yourself dwelling, obsessing, ruminating with compassion and kindness, with caring and love, as if it were someone else. Treat yourself in this moment as you would want to treat others, as you would want others to treat you. Compassion, kindness, caring, and understanding. not getting mad at them, not getting angry or frustrated, not getting being judgmental, but instead observe the thoughts, the ruminations, the obsessions with kindness and compassion, as if it were happening to another. Observe the anxiety that these thoughts give you in your chest, in your tummy, the agitation, the tightness. Notice it in your chest, in your shoulders, in your jaw, in your hands. Notice it in your tummy. Notice what's happening inside. Notice the feelings of worry, overwhelm, confusion, a desire for certainty. Notice the quest, the desire, the yearning for that certainty with kindness and compassion. Notice the urge to do something, to say something, to not do something, to not say something. Notice how strong that feels. Notice how you're experiencing that urge in your body. Notice what you're believing about yourself, the current situation, the future, perhaps also the past. What are you believing about you? What are you telling yourself that you want? I'm telling myself I want. Why do I want it? Why do you feel you need it? What do you believe is going to happen? What is your mind telling you? What are the old habits telling you is going to happen? Notice the doubt, the fear, the desire for certainty. Is this desire, belief, realistic for you? Is it realistic for anyone? Anyone you know? Can anyone get that? And if you don't have it, if no one has it, what do we have instead that's good enough? If you notice the feelings of anxiety, ask yourself, what is it telling you to be afraid of? Does anyone else need to be afraid of this? Do you notice feelings of anger? And if so, ask yourself, what need is underneath the anger? Is it realistic . This exercise is often quite difficult. We often attach to distressing thoughts and feelings, sensations in our body, urges. But unless the thoughts, needs, feelings, urges, sensations are brought into our conscious awareness, they control us. But when we look at them, when we notice them, observe them without immediately believing, changing, dwelling, we can learn how to decrease their control over us. That's simply all a habit is. It's doing the same thing we've always done. But by noticing, observing with compassion and kindness, as it is in the moment, not as we want it to be, we have the ability to change the power, to lessen the power, to interject choice. Habit is just simply thinking, acting, believing, responding the same way. In life, we develop lots of new habits. As we go through different phases in our life, our values, habits change. What we wear, the style of our clothes, what we like to eat and drink, it changes. Who we associate with, where we live, what we do every day. Habits are changeable, but to change them, we need to bring them into awareness and make a concerted effort to change them, to prioritize it. So notice too judgment and shame. Judgment and shame layers on top of, be it anxiety, despair. Judgment and shame makes everything worse. Judgment and shame tells us we're not good. When we judge others, we're telling them essentially they're not good enough. When we shame others, we're telling them they're inadequate in some way. Well, it's exactly the same when we do it to ourselves. And it just makes everything harder. It doesn't fix anything. Just as with your son, growth comes through acceptance, kindness, and encouragement. Your growth is the same. Instead of judgment and shame, criticizing, judging yourself, instead trying to bring compassion, kindness, acceptance, and tolerance for what is in the moment versus as you'd like it to be. And in a counterintuitive way, when we can accept what is, we open up the possibility of change. So as you continue to observe thoughts, beliefs, needs, observe the feelings in your body, the emotions and the sensations, observe the urges, Observe the habits, the judgments, the shame, the anger. As you continue to observe it and hold it lightly, notice it as if it's happening outside of you, as if it's happening to someone else. You develop a part of you that's called the wise mind. The wise mind is the observant mind. It's the non-reactive part of ourselves. It's the wise part of ourselves. So stopping, taking deep breaths to connect with what's happening in the moment, observing the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations, the urges. And then the last part is the P, stop. P is to plan to respond in a way to these feelings, thoughts, and urges, sensations. Plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than you may have in the past. Plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion and kindness. So when we plan to respond in a way that's markedly different, it need not be familiar, it need not be comfortable, but we're doing something that's completely opposite to what we might have done in the past. So often, people obsess, ruminate, respond to, believe anxious thoughts and feelings. Instead, a markedly different thing to do would be instead to put on a happy song and dance. Dance the worry away. It doesn't matter what it is you do, but plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than you might have in the past. If the urge is to call your doctor, call somebody else, plan to respond in a way that's markedly different. Something that lifts your mood, something that's so different, the intention of which is to show you have power and control over your thoughts and feelings. You can notice them, stop, take breaths, observe, and then plan to respond in a way that's markedly different. And in doing so, you break the habit of believing, responding, validating, acting upon, obsessing. You break that habit. So it need not feel comfortable, familiar. It need not be easy. But plan to respond in a way that's markedly different. And plan to respond in a way that shows you compassion and kindness for your experience as it is in this moment, not as you want it to be. When we can accept what is, show what is compassion, we open up possibilities of change. When we layer judgment and shame on top of the distress we already feel, we keep ourselves stuck. So instead, plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion and kindness for the anxious thoughts you're having, for the anxious feeling in your body, for the anxious urge to act, the anxious sensation, the anxious emotion. Plan to show yourself a bit of compassion, a bit of kindness, for the experience as it is in this moment, not as it will be. So you can take a moment, return back to the room around when you're ready.